flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All the way to the end zone. It's a crimson avalanche here in Pasadena.
Getting you ready for tonight's championship game.
It's Sam and Greg, live from the College Football Playoff Fan Central at the Georgia World Congress Center on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know the best part about hearing this song right now on this MAK holiday morning?
What is
and
that?
Getting ready to do this segment is picturing Bob Rathman up there in his hotel room in New York bopping his head back and forth to Marvin. So I hope he's having himself a wonderful morning so far. I want to thank him for getting up and joining us. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app as we are here, the Playoff Fan Central for tonight's national championship game. I would love to ask Bob, before we get into the Hawks and all that, how many of these events, these standalone, like national championship or NBA finals or whatever it is, do you remember your first big location broadcast or remote from during your career? Were you out at a place like this? That was a question for Bob. Do we have Bob?
I would say.
Oh, there he is. Morning.
Yeah, I would say, guys, probably went to work for CBS doing the NCAA tournament. That hit, you know, really nicely.
Okay.
There are some events that I went to as a fan that were big. I remember going to the All-Star Game in Atlanta back in 1972.
Reggie Jackson kind of All-Star game.
Yeah, that was Nate Colbert, I think, scored the winning run and extra innings. But anyway, there have been several, and it really does stand out. You remember that the rest of your life.
Absolutely, absolutely. Always great to spend some time with Bob Rathman.
Yeah.
Joining us now from New York on the road with this Hawks team. Bob, first of all, before we talk about today's game, which we expect high drama, what's happened with us the last two games with this Hawks team? Going back to beating Chicago with kind of like a junior varsity team. We call those guys up from College Park and we go to Chicago and get a win. Were you expecting that?
Yes, Sam, I would like to say yes. I absolutely saw that coming. No, well, Keegan Wallace, you can't be surprised because we saw what he did in the Boston game up in Boston to win the cup when he filled in for Trey and had a marvelous game. So we sort of knew what Keaton could do. Daquan Plowden, I had absolutely no idea. I didn't even know if he would get in the game. And Quinn called his number early. He got hot, and I could not have been happier for that young man. He's such a good guy. He's one of those G League guys who's knocked around, 3 years in the G League, trying to get a chance, different organization, and he comes up and absolutely Chicago up. It was great.
You know, you brought up the cup, and we were talking about this yesterday on the show. It seems like post-cup, this Hawks team, whether it's the guys getting healthy or what we thought we saw in the first part of the season, has come together in a way that has been surprising. We see bounce. We see speed. We see a Hawks team that the potential we thought was there is now happening. How do you describe this team, like I said, after the cup?
Greg, I think you nailed it. I mean, it's the health. I mean, when we can get our top 8-9 guys out there on a regular basis, we're pretty good. And I thought that's what really set us back in November when we had 5 of those 9 basically out of the lineup. And we're not, I don't think any NBA team is really good enough, deep enough to withstand those kinds of personnel losses. But now that we've got everybody back, we've got a nice rotation. You've got shooting, you've got defense. You've got leadership. You've got all the things you need to really make a nice run. And, you know, now we just need to get Richesse back, and we'll be totally healthy and sustain it for a while. I think we're in pretty good shape, because look at this schedule for guys. We've had one home game in 24 days. Uh-huh. Wow. I mean, that's ridiculous. And it won't change until we get back on Wednesday night for the Detroit game. So it's really been a crazy stretch, and the team has responded. They're winning road games. They're beating good teams on the road. So I think the second half of the season looks incredibly bright for the Hawks.
Yeah, that's why we forgot about the Houston game that was postponed because of the snow.
Yep. We're going to come back and bring that one back, folks. Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning. Always great to spend some time with Bob Rathbun. And he is social. You can always find him at Bob_Rathbun. Okay, talk about what we saw Saturday in Boston. To go there and get the win the way they did and outlast this Boston Celtics team. What's allowing us to play so well against that team, Bob?
Matchups, as it usually is in the NBA. And I think it's the same way today with the Knicks. Same thing with Cleveland. There are just teams you match up well against, and we match up well against Boston. You know, it's crazy how, and you really see it in a game like the Celtics. Trae Young and what he can do at his size is really quite astounding. You know, when you come at him with Tatum and Brown, big dudes, they tried to get him in every pick and roll down the stretch, and Quinn had answers on rotations to make it not a problem. And watch Trae operate. They really struggle with the Hawks. With Trae, they struggle with the sort of the length and athleticism. Dyson Daniels is a difference maker defensively. Boston has a hard time. Tatum gets frustrated, gets technical fouls, and, you know, he gets all off his game. So it's matchups, and I think if we were to see them in the playoffs, it would be one heck of a series, because as Trae was saying, and Garrison Matthews and Bogey were saying in the locker room after the game on Saturday, they don't want to see us in the playoffs. I mean, you could just tell when a team is like, we don't really handle these guys. Now, all that said, Porzingis and Horford did not play Saturday, and that makes a big difference. But overall, I think the matchup favors Atlanta in a lot of different cases.
And Sam just asked you about Boston. We can talk about the team at the top of the Eastern Conference and how the Hawks have handled Cleveland. And we're talking about this is a team that only one of two teams with single-digit losses this year. How do you explain this Cleveland team this year, the times you've seen them?
Well, I think they're very solid. I think Kenny Atkinson has done a great job picking up where J.B. Bickerstaff left off with the growth of this team. I mean, this was a good team last year and won a first-round playoff series. But he has emphasized playing through Mobley, which they really didn't do before. And then you add on top of that Donovan Mitchell and Garland, et cetera. These guys are really a solid unit offensively. They can really put points on the board. Good three-point shooting team. But again, it's a team I think the Hawks match up well with in terms of their length, and nobody really has an answer for Trae, and I think that would be a great playoff matchup too. But kudos to Kenny, and kudos to the Cavaliers. They put the pieces together. But I think really taking the ball out of the guards' hands every time down the floor and playing through Mobley has made them an elite offensive team.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline, voice of our Atlanta Hawks. And later on today, they'll be playing in New York City against the Knicks. Bob, thoughts about this matchup? We know what we saw last time at the end of the game. Trey's there at midcourt. He enjoys.
Rolling the dice.
It's rolling the dice. What are you looking for today?
I think more of the same. The one thing for the Knicks, Karl-Anthony Towns should be back today. He's missed the last couple of games with an injured thumb, and he gives us problems. I mean, he always has from Minnesota. He averages 24-13 in his career against the Hawks. So we've always had trouble handling him because he's 20 feet from the basket. It's tough for Clinton and Yeka to go out there and get him. But that said, and we talked about it just a minute ago, guys, Dyson Daniels is a difference maker. Mm-hmm. And he wakes up this morning, and he knows he's guarding Jalen Brunson. And Jalen Brunson woke up this morning knowing this guy ain't going away. He is relentless. The pressure he puts on Brunson is second to none. In my opinion, I think it takes the Knicks out of what they love to do offensively, because Brunson, he's going to get points and get assists and make plays. But it's the relentless pressure that Dyson Daniels puts on Jalen that really tips the balance in the Hawks' favor. We've beaten these guys twice, and I think the reason is the Dyson Daniels defense on Jalen Brunson. He takes him out of his comfort spots. He gets physical. Brunson gets frustrated, and it really slows the Knicks down.
Well, Bob, before we let you go, I want to ask him.
Oh, okay.
How much fun are you having with this team? We always hear your enthusiasm and your excitement for Hawks basketball. How much fun are you having with this team and going to different places on the road and hearing the reaction of those fans when this Hawks team comes out and really take and steals the thunder from the home team on the road?
Well, there wasn't much of a reaction in Boston. They just shut up and headed for the exit.
Go ahead, Bob.
There wasn't much reaction. No, it's great. Mainly, guys, and you've been around a million teams, you know. When you got a good group and a great coaching staff, it's fun. We're going to get there. Again, I think if we just stay healthy, we got a chance to really win a lot of games and have a lot of fun this year. But they're wonderful people. They're great kids. I love being around them. They keep you young. Quinn is second to none. We're so lucky to have him as our head coach. It's really a nice mix. It's just a great group of people to be around every day, travel with, hang out with. They're fun.
You know, what I really wanted to ask him, because he's on the road with these guys, and we've talked about this a couple years ago when Trey first popped. It's a little dip, but now we're back there, I believe. What is – how do I just – how many Hawks jerseys are you seeing on the road like you used to in the past when Trey first got into the league? Are you seeing that now more of abundance when you get to some of these arenas?
And since he got popular, we've seen quite a few. But we consistently now see a lot of Hawks jerseys. And I'll tell you another factor in the team's popularity on the road are international players. They know about Dyson Daniels, and the Australian fans will show up. They know about Richesse and Capella and all these guys that have come from around the world to play for the Hawks. And you see them represented, particularly in the big cities like New York today and L.A., et cetera. But this team has a pretty efficient, I would say, fan base in terms of they've got the Trae Young fans because he's like them. These kids love him because he's their size, and they relate to him. But we also have the international component of it. I can't tell you how many fans reach out to me on social media from Australia.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Okay.
And, you know, it's summertime. The clock is upside down, and they're getting ready to watch Hawks basketball on a 90-degree day in Melbourne because of Dyson Daniels. It's amazing the worldwide reach, not only for the Hawks, but also of the NBA, that we have so many fans that show up and support the team on the road.
See, there's the difference between the NBA and the NFL. NFL tries to put teams outside of the boundaries to get eyeballs on that sport. NBA doesn't need to do that. And it seems like, as Bob is describing here, folks from around the planet. We ain't got no teams in Australia. You ain't got no teams in Europe. But yet those players are still connecting with them around the world.
Still got that influence.
Yeah, and it's not even close. The only thing that even comes close to basketball's reach around the world is soccer. And I think the NBA is catching up rather rapidly. I mean, the worldwide reach of this league is incredible. And it's something really that the other North American sports do not have. And, you know, I kind of chuckle when these pundits come down. They say, oh, the NBA ratings and blah, 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 blah. No, guys, come on. The people that are engaged with NBA basketball on a worldwide basis is second only to soccer. I mean, these other sports, the NFL, Major League Baseball, the National Hockey League, would kill to have the kind of reach worldwide that the NBA has. There's nothing wrong with this game. People love it, and it's only getting better.
Bob, enjoy your time up in New York. Get the Hawks a win for us, and as always, we thank you for getting up.
How cold is it? How cold is it back home? Because so we don't play in Atlanta anymore, so you know, we just kind of look at the weather forecast from afar.
When
it's
we hit
here, it's not much warmer in Atlanta, right?
No, we headed to the World Congress Center about 4 this morning. It was 21.
Yeah, we're here at the World Congress Center. It's freezing.
So
in this place,
yeah,
man.
It's that. Yeah, thank you, Canada.
Oh man,
thank you.
Snow coming.
They say tomorrow, possibly.
Yeah, probably tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'd much rather have this game here because I always get upset. You know, we invented the King Holiday NBA game, but we're playing it in New York today. But since we're up there, let's get the win, and you guys have safe travels back home.
Yeah, I will, guys. And it's all because of that football game tonight.
That's right. Yeah, National championship. So, there you go.
That's
enjoy the football and enjoy the Hawks this afternoon.
Thank you, Bob. All right, Bob Rathman joining us here.